WAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now that the sun's coming up, they'll be surveying the tornado damage near Oklahoma City. The Storm Prediction Center's Richard Thompson.
One was very near the Oklahoma City area, kind of south Oklahoma City through Norman, and back a little bit to the southwest, where there were several tornadoes, including one fairly large tornado that hit the town of Bridge Creek.
Tornadoes swept across the southern plains, flipping over cars, destroying homes near Oklahoma City. Nobody died that we know of, though 12 people were injured. Tornadoes also hit parts of Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska. Some quarterbacks find softer footballs easier to throw and catch. Now a new report concludes New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady probably knew that those footballs he was using in the AFC title game had been deflated in violation of the rules. This fan says it doesn't matter.
They would have won no matter what. You could have put 200 pounds in the football, they still would have won. You know, they're the best. They are the best. There's no doubt.
He talked to WBZ Radio outside the Patriots' home Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady could be fined or face a suspension. Police say a St. Petersburg, Florida man is facing charges after bringing a gun to the Tampa Bay Lightning playoff game against the Canadiens. He had a concealed weapons permit but wasn't supposed to have a gun at a sporting event. The British are electing a new government today.
It's going to be important for Britain for the next 5 years. We're coming out of economic austerity, but we've got to get the right government for the next 5 years.
Voter Jerry McQuillan in London. Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservatives are running even with Ed Miliband's Labour Party. One of them will be the next Prime Minister. The big issues there, the economy, immigration, and the health service. Italy's busiest airport will reopen any time now after being closed by a fire overnight in the international terminal. This is AP Radio News. Mystery solved in the case of one company's recalled ice cream. Here's Sandy Kozel.
Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream says it has traced the source of listeria in its Ohio production facility to a pint filling machine. CEO John Lowe says the company will never be sure how the bacteria got there. The machine fills a portion of the pints for retail sales. Lowe says efforts continue to clean the Columbus facility. He says the company estimates it will spend about $200,000 on changes to make sure the problem doesn't happen again. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Would you tweet from a loved one's funeral or take a selfie with the casket? Earlier this week, Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg asked mourners to stay off social media from her husband David Goldberg's memorial service. That started a national discussion. One woman told us when her husband died suddenly, she had to ask people not to take casket photos. Days later, she noticed several people had checked in on a couple of platforms from the funeral. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.